This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
True North Store's beverage clubs just got bigger. Buy six Celsius, Pure Leaf Tea, Starbucks Energy, or Pepsi 1 liter flavors and get the seventh free. Whether you're craving an energy boost or just something to quench your thirst, we've got the drink for you. As a True Rewards member, sip and save with our clubs when you buy six and get the seventh free. Download now from your favorite app store for more details. True North Convenience Stores and True Rewards. Fast, friendly, clean.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
If you can find the time to explore the mind of a stripper,
then you can find the time to spend with your actual family.
Prime Time with Isaac and Sue.
Damn! What they on? All steroids and no carbs? They're the thick-ass kids.
This is Prime Time.
We're not like you. We're grown-ups.
Your source for the best in local, regional, and national sports. Here are Isaac Ropp and Jason Sakanik with Primetime on 1080 The Fan.
All right. Welcome back. Hope you're having a nice little Wednesday. Great Wednesday show, as always, here. Hump day.
You need to get the cob out of your ass.
That's right, you do.
I'm ready for this hot NBA smattering.
Yeah, I've got a smattering of notes from the NBA, which is unusual for me, but I did see that the Charlotte Hornets lost again last night.
I think they lose every night.
Well, not every night, but why it is significant that the Hornets' 36-point loss to the Warriors last night, why that is significant is because that has now set a new NBA record for three-game losing streak futility.
Hmm. Well, I know the Blazers beat them by, I believe, 53.
Exactly. Yeah.
When there's a, was there a game before that or after that?
There was a game in between there, I believe.
Okay.
You'd think I would have that sitting here, but I don't. So I'm looking that up real quick. But the new record is 100. So they have lost three straight games by a combined 134 points.
That hurts a little bit.
That is not good.
No, it's not good.
Now, the interesting note there is that, so they lost at Portland 141-88. Okay, it wasn't a good night for them.
No.
Then they went to Sacramento and lost 130-88.
All right. That
so improving.
We're on the right path.
And then the next night, Tuesday, last night, they went to Golden State and lost 128-92. So that is the worst three-game stretch in the history of the NBA. Now, the Blazers had the previous record.
Yeah.
And I would like you to guess what era Blazers team had it.
Was that the one? Was that just last year? Remember they went on that weird East Coast swing? I mean, I do remember them just getting demolished on an East Coast trip last year.
It wasn't last year, it is this era.
Okay.
It was the 2021-22 Portland Trail Blazers.
That was pre-tank, although they were still tanking. That was when they were telling us that, don't worry, we're still going to go all in.
Well, it was the last three games of the season,
yeah,
to be fair.
Yeah, where they were tanking.
Oh, yeah, I think the Warriors beat them by like 50 or 60 on the final day of the season. Is that right?
It wasn't quite that, but it was close. They lost 127-94. I'm looking at who that was that beat them out there.
It's a bad loss.
It wasn't good.
No.
That was New Orleans, in New Orleans. Then they lost to Dallas 128-78.
Wonderful. Just marvelous.
They lost by 50. And then they wrapped up the season by improving to only losing by 31 to the Utah Jazz, 111-80. So that is a total of 114, which was the previous record until last night.
Well, congratulations to the Charlotte Hornets, who just, it doesn't matter because LaMelo Ball is pretty good. I know Brandon Miller is pretty good, and yet it doesn't matter. They just suck a giant one.
Now, the Blazers play the Wizards tonight. Yes, I don't know if you know that.
Well, we kept waiting to see, because after the All-Star break the last couple years, I believe the number is the last 3 years after the All-Star break, they've won 13 combined games. So the idea was no one tanks quite like the Blazers after the All-Star game, but I got to say so far the answer to that is nay.
Yeah, there are eight teams tanking better than them.
Yes.
So.
And something tells me they're going to alley-whip the Wizards tonight as well.
Favored by six.
Yeah, I was going to say, you think they will? So the Wizards are 10-47.
Yes.
And last I checked, that was by far the worst in the league.
It is. By four or five games, I think.
And the spread is six.
It does not appear that Portland is pulling the chute. Chance, I just don't think it's going to happen. I mean, maybe you get some injuries down the stretch, but
will have to hold guys out and make them not available to Chauncey. If they're out there, Chauncey's playing a win.
Yes, Sharp played like 18 minutes the other night and didn't finish the game. Like, he is not – Jeremy Grant's closing out those games. Like, this is not – I mean, Ayton's not there, obviously, because, you know, what he's got his calf thing he's dealing with, and I doubt he'll play the rest of the year. They're going to keep him shut down. But Chauncey's playing to win these games. They are not – this will not end with a top six or seven pick. This is screaming towards pick 10 or 12 in the NBA draft.
Yay.
But how are they going to guard Bub Carrington tonight?
You a loser.
Yeah, it really is.
Mr. Do-It-All, Tumani Kamara.
Break that down.
That dog in him.
This is going to be a very, very interesting offseason because, you know, they're going to try to sell us on this great progress that was made. You know, what else are you going to do? They'll tell us that you know, more trades are coming in the offseason, and that's when the big deals are going to get made. Oh, they did get Denny, right? So they'll roll that one out there, and they will talk about they'll talk about Chance. Now we got everyone to play hard. They'll talk about Kamara, and you know, and we'll talk about, you know, progress. And you don't need anyone else, Rob.
I'm gonna go to that lake.
These young guys are going to continue to grow and develop.
Magic done.
So we do think they win tonight.
Yes. I don't know about that. That 6-point thing scares me because the Hornets game, you know.
Yeah.
Yeah. And was it the Jazz? Like that.
Well, the Jazz was a 2-point
game. Jazz was close. Like, you know. So I don't know about the six, but.
I've got them in a couple money line parlays.
I was going to say, you going money line parlay?
No
now,
way.
Now we're going.
What's the money line number?
It's like minus 230, something like that.
Yeah, that's the Blazers are winning this game. They're not losing. No. The Warriors are in full tank mode, and as so are the Hornets and like the Jazz. I mean, the Jazz out-tanked the Blazers.
By a million. What can I get Washington for on the money line tonight? That's got to be like,
let me check.
Plus 800 or something? 5, 7, 6, 7, 8?
It looks like plus 180.
What? That's it?
Blazers are minus 220. Wizards plus 180.
Oh.
By the way, 2-0 Blazers right now.
Oh, they already started.
That's right.
Yeah, we can't watch it.
Do we have to break in for coverage?
I would hope so.
Super!
Duper, duper.
Denny beating the Wizards by himself right now. 2-0.
So the other thing that I had in here, in my smattering, was that it's about that time of year where we have the 40-20 exercise we've got to do.
40-20.
We've talked about it here. It's where Phil Jackson always said you had to win the good teams always. The champion always wins their 40th game before they lose their 20th game.
Yeah, I saw a stat about that. Do you see that stat?
Well, I would imagine.
Hence his
I can't guarantee that this will happen, but I would imagine that's probably why we're talking about this, Buck. I don't know.
Wouldn't it be something if you brought that up and then didn't have it?
And then I was
shocked
by this. I
thought you were just going to talk about which teams it qualifies for this year as opposed to how many champions it's applied to.
Always underestimated. I love Isaac and Suk.
Sometimes when Buck chimes in, it's the
You're welcome for me being here today.
I love it. I love it.
We are welcome for him being here today. We will get to that. We'll see. Maybe Buck has a stat on the 40-20.
Maybe not.
Number that I don't. But something tells me he might not.
Take that L on the way out.
That is next on The Fan.
I think it's really sexy.
So someone was asking who the Hornets play next and what might the point spread be since they're on the the worst three-game losing streak in NBA history. They are playing the Mavericks. Mm. That game will be in Dallas.
Dallas can still score.
It will be tomorrow.
Kyrie will drop 50 on you.
And the point spread, at least the early line that I'm seeing, is 15.5. Mm. Pretty high.
Interesting. So what do you do with that?
Yeah, the question is, well, nothing is what is the answer.
Just like, but leave it alone.
Are the Hornets now value?
Why are you going there?
Or is that just...
Yeah, you're either betting against them or you don't touch it.
Yeah. So that's your philosophy on it. Yeah, I could be talked into an idea. I would never bet that in a million years, but I could be talked into the idea that they are now value.
Well, they beat, I think that was the first half of the back-to-back when LA played Portland. The Hornets beat them. That was the first game. Remember, that was the standalone game that they moved for the LA Wildfires, and the Hornets beat the Lakers whenever that was.
Yeah, that was last Wednesday.
Yeah.
So, but they've lost four in a row since. Yeah. By 8,000 points.
Yeah. Look, I'm inclined to lay the number. Or
wow.
Yeah. 15?
That is so big. That's what she said.
Mavericks at home? That's what she said. Yeah. Dude, I'm not. You're telling me you're taking the Hornets?
No. God, no.
Let's go to Ryan Buckley.
You didn't listen to a thing I said. I said I could be talked into the idea that now that they've lost by 800 points over the last three games.
Were you listening to the dude's story?
There's value on them, but I would never.
There's no value there.
Bet that.
There's no value.
Sharp somewhere that's found an angle on that, and they really like one of those sides.
I saw somebody taking them at Golden State, 16.5 or something.
I bet them plus 3.5 against the Blazers. That was like three games ago.
How'd that work out?
When did you know you were cooked? Two minutes in? Three minutes in?
Probably. 500 times?
It's rough to be a Hornets fan. So if you're ever sitting around and you're a Blazer fan, you're like, man, just realize.
Are there even Hornets fans? There's so much good college basketball in Carolina. I don't feel like anyone even cares for Charlotte NBA basketball.
Yeah.
Hey, they have Michael Jordan. Hey, they have one of the Ball brothers.
They have LaMelo Ball.
Yeah, the Ball brother's good. He's good. It's the most hollow. He is the new version of Kevin Love, where we're not certain if he's good, if he just plays on a god-awful team and collects points and stats.
Kevin Love was good.
No, but it was in Minnesota. Kevin Love was a stat machine, and then there was always if you're a good player, can you just put up big numbers because there's no one else there? It's yet to be seen if LaMelo Ball can do anything when it actually matters. He just plays on the world's crappiest team and collects stats.
There's basically two ways in the NBA to hit your potential.
Yeah.
One is play alongside great players that'll make you look like $1 million. Mm-hmm. And then you go to another team and you don't have those great players, and all of a sudden everybody's like, why does he suck? Oh, gee, I don't know. Yeah. Maybe because he's not playing around LeBron and Anthony Davis. Yeah. That's why.
Yeah.
Or you can just be a big fish in a small pond.
Just collect numbers forever.
Yes.
And just pile them up.
Well, this is like the Brandon Ingram thing. Like, and I'm not saying that this is true of like Anthony Simons or you know, but the amount of guys that can score 20 a night in the NBA, dude, it's limitless. Like, every one of those guys that's athletic that can score a little bit, if you put them on a crappy team and you give them a bunch of touches, you're going to get 20. It doesn't mean that you're good. It doesn't mean that you're a valuable piece to anything. And again, see Brandon Ingram. That guy has good numbers. And what has he ever meant to anything? Remember like Ricky Davis? Like, Ricky Davis would go off and get you 20 and 6
Rudy night. Gay was this guy. He was with the Sacramento Kings for a while, and I covered him. It's like, he could always get you 20 and 8 every single night. But, like, you never won anything.
No.
37 NBA players right now average 20 points a game or more.
How many?
37.
Yeah. And how many of those are, like, are players that you would build around?
Well, I'll start listing them.
Yeah. Well, I mean, obviously the top 10, I'm assuming, are all going to be, you know, you're going to get the, you know, what? I'm assuming Giannis, Jokic, probably SGA's up there.
Those are the top three. Anthony Edwards. Tyrese Maxey.
Okay, well, you know.
Kevin Durant.
And Maxey's a good player, but again, like, Maxey and Kevin Durant, like,
Jason Tatum.
Suck.
Devin Booker.
Yeah. By the way, Booker's not that good this year.
Jalen Brunson, Cade Cunningham.
Does it say something, by the way, that the Phoenix Suns have two of the top 10 scorers in the league and absolutely are dog crap?
So Okay. You would want the top three guys, obvi.
Yeah.
Top four guys.
Yeah.
Maxey, whatever. Yeah. Durant's old. Tatum you want.
Mm-hmm.
Booker is interesting. Is that...
Yeah, Booker's good, but it...
Yeah. You want him on your...
It's not a good year, but yes, Booker's good.
Yeah, okay. Yeah. Well, I know he's good, but that's not the question. The question is, do you want him on your team? Yeah,
get me down to the guys that are just getting 20, that are like... Because those guys are all...
Well, I mean, we're getting there pretty quick. Yeah. So, Jalen Brunson, Cade Cunningham.
Yeah, look at him.
Again...
Cunningham's having a breakout year.
Anthony Davis.
Yeah.
Damian Lillard.
Yeah.
Kyrie Irving. Karl Anthony Towns, LeBron James. Okay, those are your top 15.
You're solid. You're solid there.
But yeah, now you get to De'Aaron Fox.
Okay, who did nothing in Sacramento and now is in...
Wemby.
Great.
Former Blazers great, Norman Powell.
There you go. Now we're... This is my point with...
Tyler Hero.
Now we're talking.
Trey Young.
Yeah.
Donovan Mitchell, Zach LaVine, Steph Curry. Hate him. That guy's terrible. What's he ever done? Jaylen Brown, Jaren Jackson, Trey Murphy.
Thank you.
DeMar DeRozan.
Okay. Now we're,
Siege.
Now we're in this.
Siege.
This is Siege. My point. Now Siege. We're in my wheelhouse.
There's your... That's the quintessential guy right there.
Now
Siege.
Now we're in my wheelhouse.
CJ McCollum, RJ Barrett, James Harden, Jalen Green.
Yeah.
You get the picture. Yeah. Jordan Poole even in the...
Thank you. There you go.
There's
Jordan
your guy.
Poole. Remember for a brief time when in Golden State, they're like, oh, Jordan Poole, he'll be the next Steph.
He was going to be the leader of the second timeline.
Well, guess what? Yeah. He ain't leaning squat, but he's still getting you 20 a night.
Completely neutered by the biggest douche in the league. How about that?
I know, just got his ass beat. Never was the same.
All right. So I've got the 40-20 for you here. So Phil Jackson, he started this. He said, you got the best teams win their 40th game before they lose their 20th.
Yeah.
That's how you know a team is elite.
Okay.
Well, Jackson won 11 titles. I don't know if you know that about him.
Yeah.
All of them, his teams fit that 40-20 mold.
It also helps. Look, I'm not doubting Phil Jackson's greatness. That's pretty good teams. It's not like he ever led the Detroit Pistons.
How many titles would I have if I had Phil Jackson's teams?
Five.
Really?
I believe you could have won. So you got 6 years of MJ and Scotty, and you got what? It's probably 6 years of Shaq and Kobe, and you got Kobe and... Yeah, dude, you got five rings. You are a five-time NBA champion.
Thank you.
Feel very, very confident that you would have won five rings.
People have said this about Steve Kerr because he did it with the Chicago Bulls and Michael Jordan, and then he did it with the Warriors and Stephen Curry.
I'm not doubting that Phil Jackson led to more titles. 100%. The way he managed those egos, especially like the Rodman years and all that, and kept Shaq and Kobe from killing each other, which eventually, you know, came apart at the seams, and which is why they didn't win four in a row. But I have no doubt. I'm not being facetious. If I put you in charge and you just let Tex Winter do his thing and all you had to do was manage the egos, you win five titles.
What if I don't even do that?
You got to do something.
I'm like, guys, work it out.
You got to do whatever your strategy is.
Mo cheeks.
You win five NBA championships. I'm convinced of it. You're not half as good as Phil Jackson.
No.
But you're almost half as good.
Who knew that in the right circumstance, I am a five-time NBA championship coach?
Absolutely.
Who knew that?
Absolutely.
Man. So there are three teams. So we're at that time of year where you win your 40th before you lose your 20th.
Okay.
And there are three teams that fit the mold
so
far.
Three?
That's it. And the champion of the... So here's probably the stat that Buck had that he thought somehow I wouldn't have. Since the playoffs expanded in 1983, there have been 40 champions of the NBA.
Okay.
36 of them have met the 40-20 criteria. Of the four exceptions, two traded for a star player mid-season. One was Houston with Clyde, and the other was the 04 Pistons who traded for Rasheed Wallace.
All right.
The other two...
And beat that Phil Jackson Laker team.
Yeah,
hated each other.
The other two exceptions, I'm not sure. But 36 of 40 champs have met the 40-20 criteria. There are three teams this year.
Well, I'm guessing Oklahoma City is
That is definitely one.
And is there another team in the West that's done it? Because what, nope. Denver?
There's not.
There's not. So
both in the East.
So it'd be Cleveland and Boston.
That's right. Those are your three.
Yeah.
The Blazers get all three of them on this trip.
How close are, that ought to be fun. How close are the teams in the West?
Oh.
Because I know Oklahoma City's the number one team, but is Denver the second team in the West?
Memphis. Yeah, they're 38-20.
Okay, so they're...
Denver 38-20, so they can't get there. They lost their 20th before they won their 40th.
But that's close. I mean, you're two games off. But
I think the point is that you don't lose 20 by this time of year. New York has lost 20. Memphis has lost 20. Denver has lost 20. The Lakers have lost 20, although the Lakers fall into the category of trading for a star midseason.
Yeah.
You know, they're a completely different team now, so that's an interesting one.
They're like, 8-2 since Dillon form or whatever? 7-2, I think?
You can get them at plus 1,700 to win the NBA title.
It's not bad.
It's not, but they're not going to win it.
I don't think so, and they don't have a guy in the middle. But look, you had Luka that took that Dallas team to the finals last year, and, you know, add in a smattering of LeBron James. Why not? LeBron
James. How sure are you right now on February 26th that it will be the Boston Celtics and the Oklahoma City Thunder in the NBA Finals?
I'll tell you what, I don't know about certainty, but I was listening to, I try to pay attention to people that actually pay attention to the NBA.
What? Whoa. Yeah. Are you taking shots at me?
No. I don't watch the NBA nearly as much as I do some of the others. And so I do try to listen to NBA podcasts and just kind of get a sense of just the general feel around the league. And even though Cleveland is the best team in the East, to a man, everyone says that this is Boston. Yeah. That Boston sleepwalking a little bit. Then when push comes to shove, Boston will be there. It's funny because on the other side of things, Oklahoma City is running roughshod in the West, and they are not certain like that about Oklahoma City. I think there's some people that still have their doubts. So how certain am I? I think that's where everyone believes this is going, but I feel better about Boston than I do Oklahoma City.
Yeah, Boston, well, I mean, we just saw them win a title, so it's like they're hard not to trust. They're so hard. I mean, I don't watch almost any NBA this year, but just from last year, you can't guard them.
Yeah.
They just, every one of them can make a three. They're impossible to guard.
And whenever I see Oklahoma City, I'm always blown away by them. And again, having seen them only a handful of times. And yet, whenever I listen to the smart NBA people, everyone is always doing the, and they don't love that they don't have a secondary ball handler. And I just
think it's a
youth thing.
No, I think it's a human nature thing that we, especially in sports media, there's so much groupthink because nobody wants to stick their neck out.
Yeah.
Everybody has to play it safe because they don't want to look stupid or get shouted down on Twitter or whatever by making some bold prediction. We oftentimes have to wait, and it's not that it's bold to say Oklahoma City will win the title, but we often have to wait to see a team get over the hump before we jump on board. This is the greatest example of this is Jokic and Denver.
Yeah.
I mean, nobody said Denver was going to be winning titles. Even when Jokic and they were cooking before they had won the title, right?
Yeah.
No one. Like, no, they're great, but no. That's the same thing they're saying about Oklahoma City.
Yeah.
They'll say it about every single team until they win one.
Yeah.
That it's human nature.
You got to show me first.
Yeah, I just don't know where you poke holes. We were talking the other day that Lou Dort is statistically the best player at his position, like with the defensive war rating.
Ahem.
Yeah.
Ahem.
Yes. Your Lou Dort?
Lou Dort fan club.
You do love you some Lou Dort.
King right here.
Yeah.
Dude, that's my guy. He's like the one NBA player I like.
Yeah. And yet Lou Dort of their starting five has the worst rating. It's insane. I don't know why everyone always wants to poke holes, but listen, that's continually what I hear. And then they've lost the last two to Minnesota. And of course that gives more ammo and people are like, Minnesota.
Down
by 24.
Is Chet healthy?
Yes, he's back.
Okay, well, there's one thing I think that does matter is you kind of have to take your lumps in the playoffs a little bit. You got to learn, you know, over time. Oklahoma City hasn't really had that yet. I mean, they kind of have, but not really with a healthy Chet.
And then maybe
but Minnesota has.
Yeah.
Like Minnesota last year, very disappointing, right?
Yeah.
And that's what people are wary of, that the Thunder, having not done this, are going to run into someone who has.
Exactly. And that's where, that's where the championship pedigree comes in. Now, the Warriors are just old now, so they're not in there. The Suns just suck. The Lakers will be interesting. You know, when you get Oklahoma City up against a Lakers team, although without anybody in the middle, I mean, I can't imagine a defensive team like Oklahoma City can't figure out a way over seven games
exactly right
to slow down Luka and LeBron enough to win the series.
Yeah,
but I'm just saying, you know, it is an interesting that is one drawback of Oklahoma City is they really haven't taken their lumps in the playoffs yet.
Yeah,
and sometimes you got to do that to learn what it takes.
They did take their lumps last year, though. I mean, they got bounced.
So who beat them last year?
Trying to remember who gave them the business. They went out early. They did not make a deep.
Well, and
run.
That's what I'm saying. See, that to me is not a what is more of a lump is getting further and being like Minnesota to me took more of a lump last year than Oklahoma City.
The Mavericks got them. So the Thunder beat the Pelicans, swept them, and then the Mavericks got them 4-2. Luka got them 4-2.
Yeah,
and then the Thunder were the one seed last year.
And then the Mavericks beat. The
Timberwolves,
and that to me one that you know when you get to the West Finals and you're the cock of the walk and you're Anthony Edwards and you're favored to beat Dallas, I think they were in that series, right?
Yes.
And then you lose
that.
I think you learn more from than what Oklahoma City went through. But that, again, that's just
I'll see y'all for Game 7.
So that is, but the Thunder were the one seed last year, got bounced in the second round, so maybe they'd take their lump because they're going to be the one seed again. So we'll see where it goes.
All right. Who says we don't talk about the NBA?
There is a smattering.
We did a whole hour.
That's the last time. Man.
It has been a long, long time.
Guys, move on.
We are.
We will.
It is time for In the News. Camus, you once picked a fight with the fine people of Camus.
Well, I picked a fight with their AD, who is a douche canoe. And then the people of Camus kind of got caught in the crossfire.
The people of Camus are shaken over a missing gym bro.
Oh, no.
It's kind of a serious story.
Is this a serious thing?
Yeah.
Oh.
The guy's missing. They don't know where he is.
Oh, no.
Gym bro.
Yeah.
Hmm.
So we'll get to that.
To find some gains somewhere else.
Gym bro Fisher?
Wow. Let that marinate.
Just let that sit for a bit.
We will be right back. Here's Buck.
Yeah, sure thing.
Hey, you sold that car yet?
Yeah, sold it to Carvana.
Oh, I thought you were selling to that guy.
The guy who wanted to pay me in foreign currency, no interest over 36 months? Yeah, no. Carvana gave me an offer in minutes, picked it up, and paid me on the spot. It was so convenient.
Just like that?
Yeah.
No hassle?
None.
That is super convenient.
Sell your car to Carvana and swap hassle for convenience. Pickup fees may apply.
Take me out to the ball game.
What are you doing?
Did you know DirecTV has the most MLB games?
So you're singing?
Yeah, they put your favorite teams front and center right when you turn it on. Buy me some cold cuts and flapjacks.
Those aren't even the words.
I'm allergic to peanuts.
Stream DirecTV, home of the most MLB games. Visit DirecTV.com. Claim based on total games offered on national and regional sports networks. RSNs available with choice package or higher. Availability of RSNs varies by zip code and package.
You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates, so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
It's that time of year again. My schedule is packed with bracket-busting, three-point shooting, nonstop basketball action. I don't want to miss a second of it. That's why I go for a five-hour energy shot. They're perfect for my days packed with back-to-back games. Or whenever my favorite team is playing late. 5-Hour Energy keeps me going during the broadcast and the next morning when I need to get myself up and to work. Visit 5hourenergy.com for great deals and to stock up before tip-off.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+.
Before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recaps. And after that, we're going to keep going as we recap every episode of season 2.
The Severance podcast with Ben Stiller and Adam Scott is presented by State Farm. Like a good neighbor, State Farm is there.
Listen and follow now on Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Like the fella once said,
hello.
Ain't that a kick in the head?
Hello.
Yes.
The room right in the butt.
Get the Blazers on any of our streaming services here.
Why is it?
Yeah. Like, what do we... I thought we solved all that problem and that everyone was going to be able to watch it. We have, like, Hulu. We have YouTube TV. And yet I can't get the damn Blazer game.
YouTube TV should have it on there. Shouldn't you?
And yet it's not. I don't know.
You're so old.
Well,
come on, boomer. Figure it out.
It's not. Like, I'm clearly seeing all the NBA games, and guess what's not on here? The freaking Blazers. So I can get the Celtics, the Pistons, Hawks, Heat, Bulls, Sixers, and Knicks, but I can't get the Blazers?
Perhaps they don't want you to watch it.
Apparently not. Put a sheet on it. I do need to put a sheet on it. This is ridiculous.
It is February 26, 2025. It is time for In the News. I'm your Notre Newsman. Hello, thank you.
Ho, ho, ho. That's so good. I do enjoy that.
It's brought to you by the Advocates, injury attorneys at advocateslaw.com.
It's a solid ho, ho, ho.
It is National Personal Chef Day.
Oh. Looking right at you, Ryan Buckley. I'm guessing you had a chef at some point.
I would love one. No.
You're telling me your family never had a chef?
No, we never had a chef. I don't know what you think my privilege, how far it extends. We never employed a personal chef.
You've never had someone come over to your house and cook?
No, never.
I'm down to 2. Times are tough.
Was there a cleaning lady at the Buckley household?
Oh, yeah.
he's insulted the idea of a chef, but the cleaning lady.
Someone who comes and what about all your meals is different than someone that comes every once every 2 weeks to tidy up.
Did you have a gardener?
Yeah.
Pool boy?
Now, my wife and I don't have a gardener or a house cleaner.
Yeah, what about
I did growing up.
What about the pool boy?
We don't have a pool.
You didn't have a pool growing up?
We did in our second house. We did not have a pool maintenance person. My dad did.
Saving a few bucks.
Cheap ass.
Midwestern sensibility still from the Buckley lawsuit. Clan.
You know, the Midwest sensibility thing comes in for me too because I have never had a maid or a cleaning service.
Yeah.
Ever. I mean, come on. You know?
I mean, I would love one, but we don't pay for one.
I mean, come on. It's not that hard.
I had the most awkward situation of all time once when my wife got really sick. I called just one of the, 1-800-MAID or whatever, and they sent over... sent over, like, a 20-year-old hot.
Yeah.
It's just opened the door, and I'm like, okay. Yeah, this isn't going to work. Well, just... So when I called back and requested someone else... I was like dancing around. I couldn't be like, yeah, she's too hot. I was like, oh, maybe someone with a little more experience. Maybe someone, likes
to eat. Was her name Natasha?
Likes to eat a little bit more.
Katarina. Anya.
My sick wife comes down the stairs and sees the hot 20-year-old cleaning the house. Great idea. Like to see someone at that maid company was just screwing with me.
It's also Levi Strauss Day.
Oh, there you go.
Jean guy.
Yeah.
Levi.
Well, that's maybe the most iconic American brand ever.
You know, he wasn't American. Did you know that?
Levi Strauss wasn't?
Well, he was an immigrant.
Oh, okay.
Sounds German.
He German? Was from Turkey.
He was fans of the Turkish bath?
Turkey. I don't remember.
But if you had to go top three, like, most American brands.
Whoa.
Aren't we going?
Well, Apple.
Nike.
Dude, Levi's is, I mean, you're talking about modern
about
companies. Levi's has been around, I would say, like...
Right, I'm just talking about, like, the swoosh being a global brand.
I mean, that is a global. I'm going Ford.
Oh, you're going American.
I said American brand.
Well, but Nike is
an American brand that is recognized globally.
Ah, man, I don't think when you think of Nike, you think of America. But you go...
Well, you should.
You go Ford. I think you go Levi's.
Anheuser-Busch?
That's good.
Budweiser?
I know that's, again, German, but Anheuser...
Yeah, they sold out.
Anheuser-Busch is...
McDonald's?
Yeah, that's another. Yeah, that's solid. Drugs, balls.
Now we're on it. Now we're on it.
Well, kudos to you, Levi's. You make a fine pair
of his
dungarees.
Name is Levi.
Levi.
Levi Strauss.
Oh, but they are Levi's jeans. Or are they just Levi jeans?
I think they're just No, they're Levi's.
Right, they're Levi's.
Yeah, you're right.
You call a pair of Levi's jeans Levi's.
But on them, it wasn't L-E-V-I. The tag said L-E-V-I-S, didn't it?
It's L-I-V-I apostrophe.
Okay. So it's Levi's jeans.
Yes, they are
jeans.
His jeans.
Yeah. You just got to keep living, man.
You got to
keep living.
You can never go wrong. Those jeans will never go out of style.
He was Bavarian.
Oh.
So he was German.
Yes.
He liked those Bavarian milkers, did he? Thinking like some Bavarian milkers. Coca-Cola's pretty good, too.
Yeah.
Oh, there you go. That's it.
Yeah, Coca-Cola.
That's number one.
That's rock solid.
Because the beer alienates, you know, people.
Yeah.
Under 21, or people who don't drink.
But Coca-Cola.
I mean, come on. Yeah. Who didn't drink gallons of Coke as a kid?
Very solid. Coca-Cola,
so Coke,
McDonald's,
and Levi's?
Flip a coin.
The search has intensified for a Camas gym owner who went missing.
What gym does he own?
Leaving his dogs behind.
Oh, that's no. Yeah, you never leave the dogs behind.
His name is Cannon Sullenberger.
That's a great name for
Cannon.
A gym owner.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Cannon.
That's it? That's all we got?
No, I'm just... Hold on.
Do you get firewalled? Or not firewalled, paywalled?
No. Thank God KGW.com still allows us to see their content, unlike Oregon Live. Gym owner Cannon Sullenberger disappeared February 16th and 17th. How can you disappear on two
Maybe
days?
They don't know if he was, like, disappeared that evening or early in the morning.
Yeah, he was only...
Last seen.
And then he wasn't really reported missing until the 17th.
Search efforts now span 44 square miles with canine units and drones. His gym... You asked what gym he owned.
Yeah.
He owns Body Design Fitness in Camas.
Not familiar with it.
Where you design your body.
Mm. I'm guessing that's like a little boutique sort of gym.
Looks like a normal dude.
Yeah.
Sad story. I mean, we're over 10 days now? Or what about 10 days now?
Yeah, and it's not like he's an old person or anything.
I don't love that.
No,
he's 51, right?
It's no good.
I don't love that.
Any, like any leads? Do we have a...
Well, he left his dogs. He went missing, didn't show up for work. They say he's very reliable. He's always early. He's a planner. So all of this is very out of character.
Is he married?
He is.
Does it say whether they suspect foul play?
That's kind of what I'm wondering. But they got the canines out there. So, you know, it's like if you're breaking out the canines, they don't think he's just on a bender somewhere. Oh, private investigators were hired by his ex-in-laws.
Ah, the plot thickens. There is no information in any of the reports out so far indicating foul play, says the Vancouver police.
Yeah, they called for a welfare check and couldn't
find
him.
His gym employees called for the welfare check, so he may be single.
Interesting. Yeah, no information, any reports on foul play, like you said. Yeah, I don't know. That's spooky. And I don't know. Because you would think if you were, like, the dogs is a dead giveaway. Because, like I say, maybe the guy hopped a flight to Thailand is having the time of his life. But you wouldn't leave the dogs.
No,
you'd leave someone instruction for that.
Yeah.
So he lived in an apartment. And they said the dogs two different times led out the south gate to the apartment complex as though he was on foot, and they went into kind of the middle of Peace Health parking lot and just stopped. Very bizarre.
That is bizarre. How long before one of us went missing before you would get very concerned? Like, if you just didn't hear from me, I didn't show up to work.
Well, that would be concerning because we've never done that.
No.
Yeah, if either of you didn't show up and the other one of you hadn't heard anything neither had Jeff,
that's day
one.
It's concerning.
Yeah.
And so we'd reach out to them.
Or the person's loved one, whatever. Yeah.
And then if we didn't hear from them, probably by the end of the probably by the next day,
You got.
I'm like, whoa.
Within 24 hours, I would get it wouldn't be good. And I have the ability. I have Nurse Nice's.
Yeah, I don't have. Maybe I need to get BTJ's
yeah,
number.
Yeah, it's well. We had
now
the,
I'm scared.
The
scared.
This happened at the BTJ's work. She had her boss didn't show up, and he had gone home the previous day and wasn't feeling very well. He said he hadn't felt very well, and he is a very, very reliable guy, and no one heard from him. No calls, no nothing. And this went on for a day, and we kind of started, like, she called me and goes, what, because he lives over by us? And I was like, I think you got to go over. She's like, what do I do? I'm like, I think you start pounding on doors, you start looking in windows. I was like, that's not like it. It doesn't take me long to go, you should check, because what's the worst that happens? You awkwardly, you know.
Yeah,
you
there's
make
no
an,
downside.
Yeah, you make an ass of yourself maybe by going over me in a little panic, but, like, the downs, I just don't think there's really a downside. And it turned out he had just taken some, he was very sick, and he had actually gone to the hospital and he got some medication and just was sleeping, you know, for like 15 straight hours. But, you know, when you don't show up to where you're supposed to and there is no indication, it doesn't take me long to start hitting the, let's go poke around.
So when the dogs went out the gate of the apartment and stopped in the middle of the parking lot.
Yeah.
They are saying that is an indicator that perhaps they were on his scent and yeah. He got into a car.
That could, yeah.
That's what the true crime stuff would say.
Yeah, that's
what
I was
he got
thinking.
Picked up.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So there you go.
Huh.
Very weird story.
Is he kidnapped? I mean, that's...
Cannon Sullenberger. No relation to Sully.
No.
American hero.
Well, that we know of.
Levi Strauss, Coca-Cola, and Sully Sullenberger.
What if they are related?
Wouldn't that be something?
West Coast bros, it's possible.
Yeah.
Sully took him out.
Took him to a Turkish bathhouse. He's having the time of his life.
Coming up next, it's time for more pickleball and a Vancouver minister who practices what he preaches. This is In the News on The Fan.
Bowling Hall of Fame.
Oh,
currently
yeah.
The senior tour bowler of the year.
No way.
And apparently a cocaine and alcohol fiend.
Are you serious?
Yeah.
Awesome.
He battles.
Well, that tracks.
And he's on his fourth marriage. He battles some, you know.
He's John Daly of the lanes.
Yeah, he's the John Daly of the lanes.
Who was the bowler that I bowled with at Caddies for Cure?
Yeah, he was
that
like...
That wasn't him, was it?
No. That was... he was like the best bowler of all time.
It's like Earl Anthony or something like that?
Yeah, it wasn't Pete Weber.
No, it wasn't. We would have remembered if it was...
Well, that's the story where I walk... So we get paired with one celebrity each in this bowling for charity thing.
Yeah.
You were with Myers Leonard down at the end.
Yes.
And I walk up to
my
lane.
By the way, through that thing, 8 million miles an hour.
So I walk up to my lane, and I see this guy bowling. And I don't know who I'm with. Like, it's like a... I don't know. I just go up to... They say, hey, go to lane 7. So I go to lane 7, and there's this lady sitting there, and I see this guy bowling. And I walk up to the lady. I'm like, wow. That's pretty good form, that guy right there. Man, he bowl like Wednesday nights at a club or something? And she's like, yeah, that's Pete Weber. He's like the greatest bowler of all time.
Yeah, it was one of those guys. I forget who it was, but yeah. It was,
yeah, I forget his name.
Jason Belmonte?
No.
I don't remember. They,
Walter
they said,
Ray
they said,
Williams Jr.
They said he was one of the greatest of all time. So, yeah.
And I was like, oh. Yeah, I can tell you. You got pretty good form.
Who's that guy out there hitting putts? That guy's pretty good. Yeah, that's
Tiger Woods.
Yeah, Tiger Woods. It's pretty good.
All right, this is In the News, Feb 26. More pickleball. That's what we need. The Portland Athletic Club is closing. That is Oregon's first and only black-owned tennis club.
Oh.
I know you played there.
I like to go
you
there.
Play your tennis there.
I like to go from time to time and work on my backhand.
Black, please. Thank you. It is set to close as early as March 1st, unless a buyer steps forward at the last minute. If not, the club will go to pickleball.
Yeah, well, that's the thing. Tennis is dying everywhere, and pickleball is on the rise.
Pickleball. Yeah, this is in Clackamas, out there off Beaverton.
I saw this for a side note, pickleball. There's a big controversy in the state of Washington right now. There's a bill to put through 10 new specialty license plates.
It's not in Clackamas. I'm sorry. It's in, I have to get this right for the people.
Yeah, the people need to know.
It's out west. It's like...
Where they won't be playing tennis, but will be playing pickleball.
Where the hell is this?
I don't know.
I don't know. It's out west. I don't know.
Can you just Google the name of the
Well, I'm looking at it on a map, and I still don't know where it is.
Google me, bitch.
It's like Beaverton. I don't know.
It's out somewhere near Beaverton. That's the sort of hard-hitting report.
Hillsdale. I don't know. Look, it's going away.
Yeah. It's controversy. Because there's a bill to try to get 10 new license plates, specialty plates in the state of Washington.
Okay.
And there's a separate bill saying no, and they want to form a committee to examine whether or not it's affordable to have new license plates.
I love that.
I thought you were going to say that they were going to issue a birthplace of pickleball license plates in Washington.
So one of the specialty plates that they're trying to pass through that this other bill seeks to stop, and then, of course, I love that they're stopping it because they're afraid of wasting money, and so they want to form a committee to study whether or not they're wasting money
yes.
on the license plates. And one of those license plates that if the bill goes through, you can get a pickleball license plate as the official sport of the state of Washington.
Wow.
Yeah. Like, do we really need pickleball license plate? To in fairness to the person trying to kill the specialty license plates, that might be the dumbest specialty plate that I've ever heard of.
Yeah, it's the birthplace of the sport. Got to celebrate it.
It's a little obscure.
Right? Because like, the whole point is that when you pay the fee, it's like $157 to get a specialty license plate. That's supposed to pay for, you know, basically the startup cost and the license plate. And this person's like, there's not going to be enough people that are going to get a damn pickleball license plate. So why not just try to kill the bill as opposed to have your own bill that then sets up a committee to study whether or not there's enough people. So now we just have to go around and survey the fine people of my state to ask, would you be interested in spending $157 on a pickleball license plate? That seems like the most bureaucratic thing that you can possibly have.
Well, look, this is why Trump's trying to gut all that crap, you know?
Although, one of the license plates, which I've wanted for the longest time, we still don't have a Smokey the Bear license plate in Washington. I'm jealous of the Oregon one, and that is the specialty plate that I would buy. And so that's one of the ones, if these new license plates pass, you can get a Smokey the Bear.
Well, now I want to know what the other eight are. Any other cool ones?
No, they were all extremely dumb.
Okay.
Like, there was a Mount St. Helens one, which I don't know if you've seen the Washington license plate. It already has mountains on it. But there was a Mount St. Helens one. There was a Smokey the Bear one. There was a pickleball one.
Probably Rainier, too, right?
No, there was no Rainier one.
Is there like a Seahawks one or a Mariners one?
Sometimes those are already there. Ones.
Oh, they Seattle. Are. There's probably a Seattle one, like a Space Needle.
No. We have like 50 that you can already
get. A whale? Killer whale?
Already can get it. That's for the San Juan Islands, has the killer whale on it. So there's a teacher's one. The only ones that I remember is the new ones were the Smokey the Bear one, the pickleball one, and there was a Mount St. Helens one, and then there was a handful of other ones. But I love that we're duking it out to see whether or not you have the right to have a new license plate.
I don't know, man. I would never buy I've never even thought about buying one of those, like paying extra for that.
The one to me that blows me away is the one here in Oregon that is the Share the Road one. I'm like, what are you trying to make a peace offering with the cyclists? You're in the car. Like, what are we doing here?
I haven't seen that one.
It's a blue one.
Oh, the blue with the bike on it.
And it says Share the Road on it. And I'm like, I mean, I guess you're paying extra for that though? Can't you just share the road without telling people?
Well, the money goes towards some sort of so like this will go to like it goes to
the
someone.
The salmon one helps the salmon.
Yes, and so the share the road one goes to some
helps
sort of
cyclists.
Some sort of yes.
It helps people like Sook. Sook's getting funneled money from the.
Yeah.
So where does the wine country one go? Because Oregon has a wine country one.
I guarantee there's some sort of commission.
Agronomy school. No, no.
One of them is keep the Evergreen State green.
Nice. What is it in danger of not being green? It rains all the time.
It's evergreen.
There is one there. There's another one for the, you know, that automobile museum in Tacoma? S-U-Not. They want to make that a license plate. Yeah, some of these are just.
Well, look, it's fine.
Yeah. Washington State Tree Farm Program.
I've never, ever considered buying a specialty license plate. It's akin to, you know, when you go to like the store and at the end on the little keypad thing where you put your debit card in, you know?
Yeah.
It asks you if you want to like
donate a dollar.
Yeah.
hunger.
I get so mad at that. I love to X out hard of that. I X out hard on those.
No, no, no.
It's the same thing with specialty license plate. I feel like they're trying to, I don't know, something gets my goat when you're just trying to make me pay more for nothing.
Yeah.
And it's not nothing. That's a bad way to look at it.
Yeah, but if you're like a fan of the school or whatever.
But you're catching me off guard.
I thought about the U of O license plate here because I'm a graduate, and I was like, maybe, and then it was going to be like $300. I'm like, nah, I don't need it that much.
What do you think when you see the Blazers license plate? What do you think of those people driving?
I assume they're a fan.
They're just a fan. I'm telling you, the one I've always wanted, I love Smokey the Bear.
And that's pretty new.
I'm a big Smokey the Bear guy. And Oregon has one, and I'm very jealous, and I want one. I also love the old school Pacific Wonderland ones, the yellow and the blue. Love the old school Oregon plates. If I lived in Oregon, I would pay for either the old school or the Smokey the Bear one. I'd pony up for that.
Now people are telling me that there's a youth golf one.
Mm-hmm.
I might have to buy it.
Why is that?
Well, I've been shamed.
For the youth golf?
Yeah.
Are you into youth golf?
Well, I'd like to support youth golf, yes. That would be one nice, easy way to do it.
Well, yeah. At least in Washington.
Here after my diatribe about get that out of my face, well, now you present me with youth golf, and all right, I'll buy that.
Are you interested in maybe the shortwave radio Society of Washington? Because you can buy that as well.
No, but I tell you, those people that are into that are way into it.
Yes.
And will buy that.
Yes. But isn't it a little...
They love to tell you about it.
Isn't it a bit much? Do we really need...
I don't know.
Shortwave radio?
And well, also... this is my point.
There is a license plate in the state of Washington for the Medal of Honor recipients. How many Medal of Honor winners do we have in the state of Washington? Like, what do we...
This is my point. It just seems like they're just trying to get more money out of us.
Yeah.
For various things that we don't care about.
They also have one for former prisoners of war.
I mean, again, I can't talk crap about that.
No.
But at the same time...
Do we need a license plate for it?
Yeah.
Yeah. Just seems... it seems a bit excessive.
That is in the news. I will get to the Vancouver minister who practices what he preaches tomorrow. Mm. Although I wanted you here for that story because it's up in your neck of the woods.
Is it clubbable?
Possibly. Look, it's not great, okay?
Try to squeeze it in?
It's not great. But we'll have to do that some other time. That is in the news, Feb 26, 2025. The hot, very hot, 5 at 5 is next, complete with a Blazers Wizards update on the Fan.
Think warm. Think palm trees. Think baseball. Hi, I'm MLB.com's Matt Monaghan. The long, dark freeze is over, and spring training is finally here. If you're a baseball fan looking for a quick, easy way to get all the scores, top stories, and best sound bites from Florida and Arizona, you're in luck.
I don't think people realize how good we are. I don't even know if we realize how good.
The Morning Lineup Podcast, a short, less than 10-minute baseball highlight show, is available anywhere on any platform you listen to podcasts on, 5 days a week. We can't wait to meet you there.